A patient named Joyce Hebert, H-E-B-E-R-T, date of birth 7/30/62, date of service 11/10/23. This is a 61-year-old female patient. She is here today needing refill of her medications. She also is here to repeat labs. Approximately 4 months ago, she was here, and she had triglycerides of 348. Her A1C was elevated as well. We will recheck all of these. Period, new paragraph. Patient also tells me that she has had symptoms of urinary tract infection, so she believes, because she has low back pain. Period, new paragraph. However, she does not describe any UTI-type symptoms. There is no burning upon urination. There is no increase in urinary frequency. There is no increase in odor. Period, new paragraph. She wanted to be cleared for evaluation of UTI as well. Period, new paragraph. She has no other complaint, no chest pain, shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no activity intolerance. Blood pressure 124 over 64, pulse 78, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 96%, current weight 191. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, all reviewed in the chart. Medications include Flovent inhaler, Glyburide 5 milligrams BID, Trulicity 3 milligrams per 0.5 ml. She injects 0.5 ml once per week. Lopid 600 milligrams BID, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Period, new paragraph. medical history, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, asthma. Surgical history, none. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Labs today include a urinalysis. She did have 100 milligrams per deciliter in her urine of glucose, and she showed a trace amount of leukocytes, period. Patient was thinking she might have a UTI because she has low back pain. However, the low back pain is more or less elicited only when she bends over or twists, period, in a paragraph. Based on my discussion with her, I don't believe that she has any urinary tract infection at this time, period, in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Oral pharyngeal area and the ears, tympanic membranes are totally within normal limits. Period. New paragraph. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No suprapubic tenderness as well. No tenderness when I palpate over the kidneys as well. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. We're going to refill her medications today. Patient has a medical history of diabetes. We will refill Glyburide 5 milligrams BID and her Trulicity. We've also obtained a set of labs today. Period, new paragraph, hyperlipid. We're going to check her cholesterol level today, and we're going to refill her Lopid 600 milligrams twice a day. Period, in a paragraph, hypertension, refill Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Period, in a paragraph, asthma, refill the Flovent inhaler, 2 puffs BID. Period, in a paragraph, a set of labs were obtained today. She's going to return to clinic in a few days, and she can return PRN.